Today's share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Kedushin Das Samach Beis. We're already halfway down Samach Beis Amud Aleph. We'll begin at the brand new Mishnah in the middle of the Daf. We are learning today Leili Nishmas Herman Kielsen, Chaim Ben Avram Shmar Yahu, for Clara Bitensky, Krona Bas Meir, and also for Mr. Yedlin. I don't have other information. All the Neshamas we learn for should have an Aliyah from all learning. Okay, we begin the new Mishnah in the middle of Samach Beis Amud Aleph. HaMakadesh Yesoisha, if a man is Makadesh a woman, we actually had this Mishnah previously, so there's a little bit of Chazara, and he says, Omar, the reason why I'm being Makadesh you is Kisavur Hayisi Shi Kohenis. I thought that you were a Bas Kohen. However, it turns out, Bari Yilaviyah, but you're really Yilaviyah, and therefore, these are reasons that I shouldn't be Makadesh to you. However, he didn't specify this, as Rashi says. He made a mistake himself. She didn't do anything to mislead him. He had made this mistake, and these were words that weren't expressed directly. These were dvarim shebelev. Rashi reminds us, and dvarim shelev ain't on dvarim. So therefore, he's saying, hey, I had intended to be Mekadesh you only because you're Bas Kohen, and now that you're a Bas Levi, I don't want to marry you, and the Kedushin should not be Chal, in retrospect. So the answer is no, the Kedushin are Chal, because you were Mekadesher, Stam, without specifying that you only want to marry her if she's a Bas Kohen. If you had specified that, and then she's not a Bas Kohen, so then the Kedusha would not be Chal. However, you didn't specify that, it's Dvarim Shebelev, and therefore, since she didn't do anything to mislead you, it was your total mistake, therefore, she is Mekudeshes. And that will be the pattern of the rest of the items that the Mishnah is going to discuss. So again, we'll start from the beginning. I thought she was a Bas Kohen, but she's really a Bas Slavi, or vice versa. I thought she was a Bas Slavi, Leviya, Varehi Kohenis, and she's a Kohenis. In both of these situations, she did nothing to cause the mistake. He didn't specify it was Dvar Shvalev. She is, in fact, Mekudeshes still. Or he said, Ania, I thought she was a poor person. So I wanted to marry her. And it wasn't expecting a rich woman. Bahari Yeshiva, and I see that she's a rich person. She's going to be too difficult for me to go and maintain upkeep for. Or vice versa. Ashira, I thought she was a rich lady, and she'll help me out. Bahari Ania, but turns out she's a poor person. In all of these situations, Harezu Mekudeshes, the woman is in fact Mekudeshes, Mipnei Shelo Hitatu. She did nothing to go and mislead him. He had made a mistake, and these were Dvarim Shebelev, didn't specify them, and therefore the woman is Mekudeshes. And the man says to a woman, Omer Leisha, you should be Mekudeshes to me, Hareat Mekudeshes Li Achar She'ez Gaya. This person right now is a guy. His name is Chris. And he says to this Yiddish lady, I want to marry you. When I become Yankel, after I convert to becoming a Yid, la'achar she'es Gaia, or li'achar she'tis Gairi, or he's Yankel, and she's Christina. And he says, when you become Sarla, after you're Miskayeret, so then I want this Kedushin to take effect. Or he says, la'achar she'es Tachrer, or li'achar she'tis Tachriri. Either he was an Eved Kenani, or she's a Shivcho Kenanis, and he says that the Kedushin should take effect. If he was the Eved Kenani, he says, when I'm Ois Eved Kenani, when I'm freed, or if you're a Shivcho Kenanis, when you're freed, I want the Kedushin to take effect. Or he says, La'achash Yomas Melech, the woman is married, and he says, the Kedushin should take effect when your husband dies. Or he says, Oli'achash Yotomus Achosech, he's married to her sister, and therefore he's not allowed to marry her. And he says, when your sister passes away, so then I want this Kedushin to be effective with you. Or he says, Or he says, this goes according to the sheet that it says that a Yevamah Lashuk is also to get married, the Kedushin aren't Chal to everybody else. And he says to her, after you undergo Chalitza from your Yavam, so then I want the Kedushin to take effect. In all of these situations, Eino Mekudeshes, since right now he can't be Mekadesher, so in this situation, the Kedushin cannot take effect. It's a Dover Shelo Bali Olam. It hasn't yet come into the world. And therefore, this Kedushin that he tried to give to this woman in every one of these scenarios will not take effect. The Gemara will discuss this a little bit more. Then we have in parentheses, some aren't encouraged this, but we'll just read it because it's not wrong. It's just a question of, it seems that it's not part of the Mishnah based upon some of the statements that we're going to have in the Gemara that are attributed to Rabbi Chanina. In any event, the Mishnah says, if a man says to his friend, if your wife, who's not pregnant right now, if she gives birth to a girl, then she'll be Mekudeshes to Li. So this also doesn't work. It's a Dover Shelo Bo Liolam, hasn't yet entered into the world, and therefore ain't a Mekudeshes. Even if she ultimately does give birth to a girl, that girl will not be Mekudeshes to him. Then the Mishnah concludes and says, "Imhoisa Eishes Chaveru Mubaris." However, if in fact his wife was pregnant at the time, Vuhukar Ubra, and it was recognizable that she was pregnant, so then Dvar Kayamin, this is considered to a certain extent a Dvar Shabali Olam because she's pregnant, and therefore in that situation, Vimyolda Nekeva, if it turns out that it was a girl, Mikudeshes, he would in fact be able to be Mikudeshes to that girl based upon his stating so that if your wife has a girl, that she will be become my wife, and the husband, who is the father of this girl, has the right to marry her off, and the kedushin would be chal. Again, according to the Gemara, this statement is not part of the Mishnah. It will be a statement from Rabbi Chanina, but we'll wait till the Gemara to discuss this further. Okay, Mishnah Gemara picks up and says, Tanan Hasan, we learned in Trumos the following Mishnah. If a person goes and is Torem from something that has already been cut, something that is detached from the ground, on something that is still attached to the ground, in other words, not yet Mechoyev and Trumos and Maisros, the thing that was detached is Mechoyev and Trumos and Maisros, the thing that is still attached is not Mechoyev and Trumos and Maisros. So the Mishnah in Trumos tells us, Ein Tormim, you cannot do this. And included in the things that you're not allowed to do is Minatolush al HaMechubar. If you go and take from produce that was already detached from the ground and say this would be Trumos and Maisros on this produce that's still attached to the ground, al mechubar, that is not a valid truma lechatchila. The imtarim, and even bidyavet, if you did take off trumas and maisus from the talush on the mechubar, ain't trumas or truma. Even bidyavet, it is not considered valid because it's a dover shalom boliolam. It hasn't yet come into the world. The mechubar lekarka is not yet chayiv in trumas and maisus, so you can't take off trumas and maisus on it. Now, that's the Mishnah in Trumos. The Gemara questions, Boy minei Rav Asim Rav Yochanan, Rav Asi es Rav Yochanan. But wait a second, Omar, if a person says, Peros aruga zu, the fruit in this aruga, which are tulushim, which are detached, you, Truma, should in fact be taken off as Trumos Amaisus, al Peros aruga zu michubarim, on this row of fruits that are in fact still attached to the ground, or vice versa, or Peros aruga zu michubarim, or the fruits that are in this row that is still attached to the ground, should be, yeah, Truma, al Peros aruga zu tulushim, should be, in fact, the Trumas and Maisus on this row of fruits that are detached already from the ground. And then he adds the word, L'cheshe yitzloshu. So when I go and pluck the fruits that are attached to the ground, and then they'll be detached, that's when I want this Trumas and Maisus to go into effect. Mahu. Is this considered Dovah Shalom Baliolam? Or is this not considered Dovah Shalom Baliolam? Because he's saying that only when it will come and be detached, which then it's Chayiv in Trumas and Maisus, will this work. So that's the question of Ravasi asks Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan says, Om Alei, let's say back to Ravasi, Kol Shebiyodo, Lab Kimichus Maisa Domi. Anything that is in his power to go and do this, so he has the ability to go and detach these fruits, as Rashi says, ki hai shebiyodo litlosh ulahafrish miyad. If he wished to, he could detach it right now. And therefore, it's as if they are already detached, and it's not considered kimechusa ma'aser dami, and therefore, it is not considered a davar shelo baliolam. It's considered that it's in existence already. And therefore, Rav Asi's question, if you say l'cheshe yitloshu, when it will be detached, so then that is not considered a davar shelo baliolam, that's not considered something that's mechusa ma'aser, and since Rav Yochanan's opinion is, you have the ability, the power, kosha biyodo, you can do this right now. So even though you didn't do it right now, but you will say that it will take effect when you do it, that is good. This is Rav Yochanan Shita. We'll spend a lot of the rest of this year trying to slug this up. More questions. This is Eisvei. Our Mishnah, Omer Elisha, a man says to a woman, Hare at Mekudeshes Leili Achash Yiskaya. Our Mishnah, then we read it through again. Our Mishnah said, if a man says to a woman, I want you to become my wife after I'm going to be Mizgayer, to become a Yid. So right now I'm Chris, I want you to be married to me when I become your uncle. Le'achash Yiskayri, or she's Christina, and he says, when you become Sarala, you're Mizgayeres, so then you'll be married to me. Or Le'achash Yishtachre, after I'm freed, he's an Eved Kenani, and when I freed, then this Kedusha will be Chal. Or Le'achash Yishtachri, or you're Shivcha Kenanis, when you're freed, the Kedusha should be Chal. Or Le'achash Yom Zabalik, or after your husband dies. Right now you're can't accept the Kedusha for me, but when your husband dies, you'll be a widow, you'll be able to accept the Kedusha for me. Or, Lachish Thomas HaChosech, he's married to her sister, he's not allowed to marry his wife's sister, and he says, when my wife passes away, she says, then I'll go marry you, because then, this is the one erva we pointed out many times, the erva of HaChosech doesn't apply after Misa. All the other arayas continue after Misa. Rechman Salam, the wife passes away, you still can't marry your mother-in-law. If the wife passes away, you can't marry her daughter. So, those Isurim still apply even after death, but the one erva that doesn't apply after death is the wife's sister. So he says to her, if my wife, who's your sister, were to go pass away, then the kedusha should be chal. Or liachas sheyachlu tzlech yivomech. Or a woman who's waiting to be taken in chalitza or yibum, but chalitza is going to happen over here. And he says, as soon as the chalitza occurs, then I want the kedusha to take effect. So in all of these situations, our Mishnah said ain't no mikudeshes. Now why is this a kashim of Yochanan? Because bishlam akul all them are not within your power, lav biyado. You don't have the ability to go and have the wife's sister die. You don't have the ability to go have her husband die. So all of those aren't in his power to do so. Ella, ger, Heve biyada. Wait a second. Fimti be misgayer, that is something he totally controls. He is misgayer himself. So since he could be misgayer himself now, so then, according to Rav Yochanan, this should take effect. So why is our Mishnah saying that if the man says to the woman, Li'achar she es gayer, it's not a valid kedushin. Since he controls that, according to Rav Yochanan, he should be able to go and have this as a valid kedushin. That's the kasha on Rav Yochanan. So Gemara says, no, how would Rav Yochanan answer? Rav Yochanan would say, ger nami lav biyadah. No, even to be misgayer, that's not totally within your power. Because the Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba Amar Rav Yochanan, because Rav Chiya bar Abba said in Rav Yochanan, return to Samach Beis Omit Beis, ger tzor shlosha, you need a Beis din. So Rashi tells the top Rashi, you need a shlosha Yisraelim, three yids, sheniskokin lo, that are going to serve as his Beis din, lat bilo, lo dio mitzas mitzvos, kalos, uchamuros, you have to have the whole conversion process. And who says that he's going to find three Jews that will be able to be a basin and will be able to go and lead him through the conversion process? And therefore, my time of, where do you need these three from? Because the pasuk says, mishpat ksidbe, that it says in regards to a ger, it has to be mishpat, which means kidin, that you have to do this properly. And therefore, this is not totally within his control. And therefore, miyemar demizdaki kule hanitlasu, who says he'll have an appropriate basin that will be able to go and oversee his conversion. So therefore, even that is not considered within his power, and therefore it's not biyado. And therefore, the Mishnah is not a steer to Rav Yochanan, says if it's biyado, you could have done it right now, so then it could take effect in the future. Another kasha, maskevle Rav Abba bar Mamul asks in Rav Yochanan's opinion, El Meyata, what about the following scenario? Hanosin pruta lishivchaso, if a man gives a pruta to his own shivcha, who he has the right to free, the Omar, and he says, to haret mekudeshli li'achar she'esh tachrerech, I am giving you this pruta as kedushin for when I go and free you, so then you should become my wife. So, according to Rav Yochanan, hochanami dahavu kedushin. This should be kedushin. But the Mishnah says it's not kedushin. The Mishnah says that you can't go and be mekadesh a woman la'achar she'esh tachrerech, even though you have the power to go and free her. So, kasha on Rav Yochanan. Shmuel says, no, the two cases aren't comparable. Hochi hashta. How can you compare the two cases? Hosom, in the case of the Shifra Kinanis, Hosom Meikara Behema. She has the halachic status of an animal. Now, what does that mean? It's not pejorative. It just means that, for example, when the Akedas Yitzhak took place, so Avram said to Yitzhak, do you see the cloud, the Anane Hakobot, that are over the Makom of the Akedas Yitzhak, over the Harabayas? And he said, yes. And he asked Yishmol and Eliezer, who did, do you see it? And they said, no, we see nothing. So he said, you're, stay here with the chamor. In other words, you are like the chamor, because Yitzchak and I, we're going to go to the Har Habayis, and we're going to do the Akedas Yitzchak, but you stay here, shu lechem po ima chamor, am dome ki chamor. So therefore, that's what it refers to over here, when they are in a state of being goyim, so they're halachically comparable to a behema in terms of their obligations in mitzvos. So hashta das acheres. But now, when he frees her, she becomes a new entity. She's a bir yochadasha. She's a new entity. So even Rabbi Yochanan would say in that situation that that's not within his power to be mekadesh now, while she has the status of a behema. You can't be mekadesh a goy, just like you can't be Mekadish a donkey. So therefore, Meikara Behema, she has a status right now of not being able to accept Kedushin. She's not in the din of Kedushin. And therefore, when she does become in the din of Kedushin, even Rav Yochanan would say that that's a Dover Shalom Bol Yolam, and now she only can go and accept Kedushin. So even though it's Biyado to go and free her, that still is a separate entity. The Tosos Ri HaZakein says, to explain this a little bit better, it's about halfway down in the thin lines of the Tosos Ri HaZakein, and he says, Kolomar lo shaya chocha mechuser maisa shenishtachrohi, because when she becomes freed, birya acheres she'ein lo shum dimyon achshav in mashoy sotchil, that this entity now of Sarala is totally different entity than Christina. Biologically, the exact same person. Mentally, the exact same person. But halachically, she is a birya chadosha, and therefore you can't be mekadesh Christina when she will become Sarala, because they're two separate entities, and therefore even Rav Yochanan would say that that's not biyado for him to do so, even though Rav Yochanan says biyado is able to be done, for example, with the case of the Trumas and Maisos, Kishi Yitlishu, so that does work. Another kasha of Yochanan. Wait a second. How's Rav Yochanan going to explain that which Rav Yoshaya said? What did Rav Yoshaya say? Hanosi pruta li ishto. If a man gives a pruta to his wife, his own wife, the Amalai, and he says, Hariat mikudeshesli li achar she'egarshech. I'm going to divorce you, but I want you to accept kedusha now. For way after I divorce you, that you should become a kudeshes to me again. Why he's doing this? Gemara doesn't explain. A little bit crazy scenario, but again, we're interested in the principle. So it says that Rav Yoshaya said, if a man gives a pruta to his wife and says, this pruta should be to be mekadesh you after I divorce you, ain't a mekudesh. She's not. Now, wait a second. Hochanan, Rav Yochanan, the habu kiddusha. So, according to Rav Yochanan, since he has the ability to divorce her right now and then to remarry her, so why shouldn't this work? So, why did Rav Yoshaya say that it doesn't work? According to Rav Yochanan, it should work. So, Gemara says, no. Nihi, biyado, ligarsha. Yes. It is within his power to divorce her. However, it's not within his power to go and be mekadesh. She could say no. So therefore, since it's not totally up to him, even Rav Yochanan would say that this is an example of it's not biyado. Okay. So now, based upon our understanding of Rav Yochanan, maybe we can answer another question that Rav Yoshaya had posed. Tiv showed the boy, Rav Yoshaya. Maybe we can go and answer the following shaila that Rav Yoshaya had asked. He said, Hanosein shtei prutos liisha. If a man gives to a pinuya, a woman who's not yet his wife, and he gives her two prutos, and he says, one of these prutos, biachas, he says, Oma lois kachili ayom. With this first pruta of the two prutas that I'm giving you, you should become mikudeshes to me today. Oh, that certainly works. He's able to do so. She says yes. Uviachas, but with the other pruta that he's giving her, Amala, he says to her, Hitzkachi li liachar she'egarshech. I want you to then become married to me a second time after I divorce you. Now, this case is a little bit different than the first case that we just brought down in Rav Yoshaya, because there, the woman was already his wife. Here, the woman is a penuya. So, Rav Yoshaya said, in the case where she's a penuya right now, and she could accept the kedushin, it's totally up to her. So, maybe she can accept not only the first kedushin, maybe she could even accept the second kedushin. So, the Gemara says, let us now, based upon Rav Yochanan's understanding, tivshot minah delo havu kedushin. Let us say that this is not going to be a valid kedushin for the second kedushin that he tries to give her, because it's not his ability to go and mekadesh her. It's up to her. So therefore, this would be an example of it's not biyado, just like we just said, that in the case where she's already his wife, it's not biyado. It's biyado legarsha, but who says it's biyado lekacha? So too, let us say over here that it's biyado to be megarisha, but it won't be biyado to go and be mekadesh her the second time. So let us bring that as the answer to Rav Yoshaya's second question. So Gemara says, no, you can't use Rav Yochanan to go and answer that, because you could say it's different. In the case where she's already his wife, you're right, he has the right to be Megarisha, but who says that she has the right, that he has the right to go and make her be his wife the second time? Maybe she'll say no. But here, Dilma, Kihechi de Topsi Kedushin Hashta, Topsi Namil Yachakein. Maybe here, since right now she has the ability to accept both the first and the second Kedushin, so maybe, in fact, it would work. So therefore, you can't bring us a riot from Rav Yochanan to what the answer is to this question of Rav Yoshaya, and it's left as anybody the little pshitle. We don't have an answer to Rav Yoshaya's question. Now we bring a brisa that will support Rav Yochanan's shita, that if it's biyado, you have the ability to go and do this, even though it's still technically a dover shelo bol yolam. Tanya kavasi the Rav Yochanan. We have a brisa in support of what Rav Yochanan's shita is. Ein tarmin. The brisa says ein tarmin min atolu shalom echubar. The im taram ein trumas truma. This brisa that we just brought down before says that you're not allowed to go be torim from something that was detached on something that's attached, because the attached is not yet mechuyev in trumas and maisus. And if you did so, even with the other ein trumas truma. Now, Kate said, what exactly is the scenario? So, Omar, if the person said, Peris arugazu tlusha, this row of fruits that are detached, should be truma, yet truma, you truma, al peris arugazu mukhuberis, should be truma for this row of fruits that are still attached to the ground, so that's no good. Or, peris arugazu mukhuberis, this row of fruits that are still attached to the ground, you truma, al peris arugazu tlusha, that are going to be trumas and maisus on this row of fruits that is detached. So that would be no good. Lo omar klum. As we just said, it's not a dovish bol yom. It hasn't yet had the chiyuv of trumas and maisus on the attached fruit, so it can't be used to take off trumas and maisus, and it can't be used to take off on it trumas and maisus. So lo omar klum. He said nothing. However, here the Braisa says, Abul omar, if he said, if he added on the words, when they are detached, oh, that's Rav Yochanan Shita, then nitlishu, and then they do become detached, devara kayamim, exactly like Rav Yochanan says, Tanya kavase de Rav Yochanan. This brisa supports exactly what Rav Yochanan said. On the other hand, the brisa continues and gives us another opinion. Yasser al-Kain, even more than the what the Tanakhama, the Brisa says, is the opinion Yosra Kain Omar of Yelezvin Yaakov. Yelezvin Yaakov says even further. He says, Afilu Omar. Even if the person who owns this field were to say, Pieros Arugazu Tlushin, this row of fruits that are Tlushin, that are detached, you Truma Pieros Arugazu Mukhuberis, should be Truma Savaisus on this row of fruits that are still attached, or vice versa. Or the person says, Peros Arugazu Mukhuberis, this row of fruits that is attached, you Truma should be Truma on Peros Arugazu Tlushin, on this row of fruits that is already detached. So Rav Elezvin Yaakov adds, Lichesh Yaviu Shlish. The Yitlishu, and he says that this should go into effect when it has matured to a third of its growth, and it will be detached at that point in time. So here it is already when it's grown to a third of its growth, so it's now Mechuyev and Trumas HaMaisus, if you will go and detach it. So Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says it doesn't even have to grow to its full growth, even if it grows just a third of its growth, they view Shlish v'Nitlishu, and then he goes and has it grow to a third of its growth, and then he detaches it, Dvorov Kayomim. This will work. Now the big chiddush over here is Rabbi Yochanan. It was already to the point where it had grown a third, and therefore he could detach it right now. And that's where Rabbi Yochanan, the Tana Kama's opinion is that lichashe yitlishu, when you go and detach it, it will be good because you have the ability to do it right now. Rabbi Elazar Yaakov adds on to this and says, even though you don't have the ability to detach it right now because it hasn't grown a third yet, it's not yechayv mechuyev in trumas ma'isus, even if you were to detach it. So even though you don't control it's growing to a third, nevertheless, Rabbi Elazar Yaakov says, when it grows to a third, and then you detach it, it is also good. So he says even further than the Tana Kama, even further than the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, but the bottom line is, we have Tanya Kavasi the Rabbi Yochanan. Now, Amar Rabba tells us that when Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov said his din, Lo Amar Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Elo B'Shachas. He was only talking about where the reason why it should still work right now is because it's Shachas, it's animal fodder. It's able to be eaten by animals even if it hasn't grown to a third of its growth. And that's why when it does grow to a third of its growth, and it is now Mechuyev, the Trumas of Isos, that's why it works. Because right now, technically, he could have detached it and given it to his animals. So that is the opinion of Rabbah. However, Avo Ba'agam, if these were crops that were in even earlier stage, they weren't even ready yet to be animal fodder, as Rashi says, Avo Ba'agam, Yishe'eno Elot Smochim Rachim, these are only small, soft growths. And this would be considered a Dovish Lobel Yolam, and even Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov wouldn't allow them if they were in the Agam stage, which is before the Shachas stage, to be valid. Lo, that would not work. But Rabbi Yosef disagrees. Rabbi Yosef disagrees with Rabbah. Rabbi Yosef Amar, Afilu bi Agam, even in this earlier stage of its growth, it would still be able to, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, be considered something that you could go and take Trumas HaMaisus when it does grow to a third of its growth, and it does get picked. This would work. This Lashon would work, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. So we have a machlokas within the sheet of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov between Rabbah and Rabbi Yosef as to how early they have to be. Rabbi Yosef says there's no limitation as long as you can see the growths, so that's good enough. Opinion of Rabbah is that it has to reach at least the stage of shachas, which could serve as animal fodder, and then even though it hasn't yet grown to a third, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov would say that this is valid. The word asks, what is this lashon of agam? My mashma, the high agam, lishna de butzlonohu. Where do we see that this Lashon of Agam means a very, very early stage, as Rashi said, where there's soft, early growths that are coming out? How do we know that's called, this Agam is Butzlona? So Amar Rebbe Elazar, the Amar Kor, because the Pasuk says, Halachov ki Agmon Rosho, that you'll bend it like the Agmon Rosho, so like the reed that is being bent. So that's called Agmon, just as its initial growth, if it's able to grow enough that it can just be bent, so that's called Agam, and that means that it's a very, very early stage in its growth. Okay, so Rashi explains also, the butzlana means shehu mevatzel v'olim in oritz, it comes out a little bit from the ground. V'yeshbo g'day lochuf, it has enough to be just bent over. And you find the same word in Erevin, he says, the lo ivtsol zirosa shlogidel zeris. It didn't grow a zeris. A zeris is a pinky. Okay, it didn't grow very much. Fine. That's this machlokas in Realism and Yaakov. That's the first version that we have. Now, kiman oz loho detanya, whose opinion does the following Mishnah go and reflect? If a man says to his friend, our Mishnah, if your wife gave birth to a girl, if your wife gives birth to a girl, she should be mikudeshesli. So lo amar klom, he said she wasn't pregnant at the time, so that's worthless. So who does this go according to? Is this the opinion of the Tana Kama, or is this the opinion of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov? Rabbi Chanina said, that's why I said in the Mishnah, he clearly didn't have that part in parentheses, because now Rabbi Chanina is telling it to us. If it was a Beferish Mishnah, Rabbi Chanina wouldn't tell it to us. So that was the raya that it brought down on the side of the Gemara. And the Masoras HaShas to say that you shouldn't be goris that in the Mishnah. In any event, it was correct. And Biyama Rabbi Chanina said, Lo Shana, we only said, Ella She'ein Ishto Muberis. We only said that it's Lo Amar Klum if the wife wasn't pregnant. But if the wife is pregnant, Avo Ishto Muberis, Dvaru Kayomim. The words that he had said, that this child, if it's a girl, should be mekudeshes to him, in fact, do take effect. The father has the right to go marry off the girl. And therefore, when he accepts the kedushin on behalf of his to-be-born daughter, as long as the wife is pregnant and she gives birth to a girl, the kedushin are effective. Now, who does this go according to? Kiman, Rabbi Chanina's understanding of the Mishnah, who does it go according to? So the Gemara says, it could be ikirabba, it could be like the opinion of Rabba, kishuhukar ubra, because the woman is already considered to be pregnant, and therefore, this is like the shachas. Or it could be ikirab Yosef, it could even be according to the opinion of Rabbi Yosef. And that would apply even if the woman wasn't recognizably pregnant, but if she in fact is pregnant and does give birth to a girl, that would be the case of like the Agam. So this goes in accord with the opinion of Reuel ben Yaakov, either according to Rabba or according to Rav Yosef in their respective situations of hukar ubra or not hukar ubra. That's the first version that we have of this understanding of the machlokes with the Tanakama and Reuel ben Yaakov. A second version, v'ikud diamre, the second version is Amar Rabba. Rabba explained the machlokes between the Tanakama and Reuel ben Yaakov as follows. He says, Lo amar Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov ela bishachas devei kivsha. He said that's only for shachas, just like the Tanakama. He says it's for shachas that it reached the stage of shachas in a field which requires just rainwater. It doesn't require irrigation. Rashi says, devei kivsha, sada shobei sabal, shedaya b'nei gishom. You don't have to go and irrigate it. So that's where Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov said that if it has reached that stage, shachas, in a field that doesn't require irrigation, it subsists only on rainwater, so then it is considered a davar shebali olam. However, avo b'shachas debei shakya, but if you're dealing with a field that requires irrigation, as Rashi says, shosod the beis hashlochin, should tzricho lehashkos, that you have to go and irrigate this field, lo omar, davida dipseida. You don't say over here that it automatically is considered that it's going to grow on its own, because you have to go and irrigate it. And kilo mashkilo, kinimboi lo, hilkach, kibishalo, bol yolim klalhu. So, since there's no guarantee that you're going to irrigate it and that there'll be growth in this field, so it's considered a davar shalom bol yolim, even according to Reuel ben Yaakov. So, Rabba's understanding in the second version is that Reuel ben Yaakov only says if it reaches the age of shachas in a field that is naturally watered by the rain. But if it's an irrigated field that you have to go and irrigate it, then even Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov would say, you can't go and take trumas from this field if it's only in the shachas stage. No, it won't work. Rav Yosef Omer, and Rav Yosef says, no, afilu shachas de shaki, even in the irrigated field, the field that requires irrigation, if it reached the shachas stage, it would be good. And now, again, we ask the question, k'man ozo hodetanya, how does our Mishnah go? And the Masoras HaShas says it should be kidithnan rather than detanya. In any event, who is in accordance with these opinions with our Mishnah, where it says, Homo lechaveri mo de ishcho nekeva mikudeshesli. The man says to his friend, if your wife gives birth to a girl, then I want her to be mikudeshesli. And the father says, okay, so lo amar klum, that doesn't work at all. So who's that going in accord with? V'yamar Rechanina, lo shanu elu she'en ishto muberes. Rechanina had qualified that and said, only if the woman is not recognizably pregnant. Aval ishto muberes, if the woman is pregnant, so then baruch kayam. The husband can go and accept kiddushin on behalf of this girl to be born. Now, come on, who's this going according to? So the Gemara says, there we're dealing with kishukar ubra. We're dealing here where the pregnancy was recognizable, but they're very cold. This would go both according to Rabba and Rabbi Yosef's understanding of Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Because here, it's a davar shebal yolam by the fact that she is pregnant. Okay. Now the Gemara says, this din of davar shebal yolam, that you can make various kinyonim on it, you can do certain things with it, so this is the shita of a number of different tanoim. So first, Omar Rabbi Abai says, this is the shita of Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, this is the shita of Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, and this is also the shita of Rabbi Meir. Okay, where do we find these? Kulu Svirluhu, or the Machta Dov Shal Oliyolam. All of them hold that you can go and make an action, you can do a kinyan, you can be involved in some sort of a transaction with something that hasn't yet come into the world. So where do we find these three tanoim making such statements? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, hold the Amarin. Oh, that which we just brought down in the name of Rabbi Eliezer Yaakov, either according to Rabba or according to Rabbi Yosef. Where do we find Rabbi, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, the Tanya, and we turn to Samachim Olam Aleph. The Pasuk tells us, Lo Saskir Eved El Adonav. Rashi says, this is an azhara lebeisdin. This is warning to beisdin, shelo yaskiru lebalav lishtabid bo, that the beisdin should make sure that the master doesn't go and be mishabed this eved. Now, what are we talking about? So Rebbe Yomer, Rebbe explains this pasuk, teaching us, belokeach eved al minas l'shachro hakosim b'daber. This pasuk is talking about a man who purchased an eved with the understanding that he would go and free that eved. So beisdin has to make sure that he doesn't go and work that eved, that he in fact goes and frees that eved. Now, here's an example of Dov Shalom, but how? Hechi Domi, what are we talking about? So Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchok, Rav Nachman Yitzchok says, Kagon, the Kosav Lei, Rebbe says that this person who bought this Eved from the other person who owned the Eved, he wrote into the document of sale, the Kosav Lei, that when I purchase you, which is a Dov Shalom, as Rashi points out, because he hasn't purchased him yet, nevertheless, you shall be freed. Now, you're not freed from this moment in time because he doesn't yet own it, but he says, when I purchase you, from that moment in time, you will be freed. So that's a dovish lo bali olam. And Rabbi says, that's how you have to understand the pasuk. Lo saskim eved el adonav. The basin is mechuyev to go and enforce that this person doesn't go and make this eved work for him because he purchased him with the condition that he should become free, and you force him to go give a get shichur. Okay, so that's what we see that Rebbe, review that Nasi holds, Dov Shalom Bal Yolam is in fact able to do transactions with. And finally, Rav Meir, where do we find Rav Meir? Rav Meir the Tanya. We learn the following Braisa, which is very similar to our Mishnah, but adds on the opinion of Rav Meir at the end. So it says in the Braisa, Omer Isha, if a man says to a woman, Hariat Mekudesh Liachash is Gaia, or Liachash is Gairi, or Liachash is Tachar, or Liachash is Tachari, or Liachash is Yomos Balech, or Liachash is Thomas Achoser, or Liachash Yachlu Chol Yivamech, in all of these scenarios, I won't explain them again now, we've already explained them twice in the shiur today, the man says, after he's miskaya, or after she's miskaya, after I'm freed, or after she's freed, after her husband passes away, or after her sister dies, or after the Yavim does chalitza to her, then you'll be married to me, all of these, Dov Shalom Bal Yolam, Eino Mekudeshes. The Tanakama of the Braisa says that she's not Mekudeshes, which is in accord with the Shita of the Mishnah, Eino Mekudeshes. But here the price is the opinion of Rav Meir. Rav Meir Omer, Mikudeshes. In fact, the woman is Mikudeshes. Ah, so here you see, the Rav Meir holds, a Dov Shalom Bal Yolam does work. Okay, those are the three Tanoic opinions that we have that show that a Dov Shalom Bal Yolam is in fact able to be worked with. Now, the Gemara says, Rav Yochanan Sandler, Omer, Eino Mikudeshes. On this Braisa, we continue and give the opinion of Rav Yochanan Sandler. He says, Eino Mikudeshes, just like the Tanakama. And Rav Yehuda Nasi Omer Mikudeshes. Rav Yehuda Nasi says that in some of the scenarios, she is Mikudeshes. Uma tam omru ain't Mikudeshes. And why in some scenarios are you not Mikudeshes? Mishum Eva. Because over here, we're concerned that you're going to cause hatred. You're going to cause, as Rashi says, Eva's achosa, Eva's bala. If you go up to a woman and say to her, I'm going to marry you when my wife, your sister, passes away, that's not going to be much for their marriage. That's not going to cause a lot of love in the marriage if the wife knows that her husband already has eyes on his sister. Likewise, if you go to a woman and say, when your husband dies, so I want to marry you, so that's not going to, and she says, yes, that's not going to engender a lot of love between her and her current husband. So therefore, it's going to leave Ava here. It's going to cause hatred over here. And Rashi says, Vashayro Kerev Meir Sfirulei. So in other words, Rav Yehuda Nasi, except for these two situations where there's going to be Ava, says that in fact, she would be Mikudeshes. So in the case of Ezgayer, or Shetiskayri, Eshtachrer, or Shetishtachri, so those would in fact work. So, therefore, why don't we list Rav Yehuda Hanasi over here as well? So, Gemara says, we did list him. We should list Rav Yehuda Hanasi. We did. Hainu Rabbi. Hainu Rav Yehuda Hanasi. That's Rabbi. Rabbi is Rav Yehuda Hanasi. The Gemara implies that it didn't know that over here. But we, of course, know that Rabbi is Rav Yehuda Hanasi. So, we did list him. So, we just have another proof that Rabbi, Rav Yehuda Hanasi, holds like this. Fine. The Gemara says, V'nachshav Dami Rabbi Akiva. Why didn't our Abaya, when he listed the three Tanoim, Lezvan Yaakov, Rabbi, Rav Yehuda Hanasi, and Rav Meir, why didn't they also list Rabbi Akiva? Because the Tanya, now this is really a Mishnah, Mestama, it should be Ditznan. In any event, this is a Mishnah in the Darim where it says, Konam, Shani Oseh Lefichoch, if a woman says to her husband that all of my work is also to you, it should be like a carbon to you. In other words, you're entitled to my Ma'aseh Yadayim, you're supporting me, and you're entitled to my Ma'aseh Yadayim, but I'm saying that it's also to you with the nether of Konim. So, the husband doesn't have to go be made for it. Ain't Sorek Lahafer, because it belongs to him. She doesn't have a right to go and asr it to him. However, Rabbi Akiva, Omer Yofer, Rabbi Akiva says, no, the husband should be made for the neder. because this is Dover Shabbino Levino, so he has the right to be made for the nether, and he should go and be made for the nether. He shouldn't say Ain Tzorich L'Hofir. He should be made for the nether, because why? Shemo Tadif Olov Yosem Min Aroylo. Maybe she's only supposed to make for him $25 a week, but she's really going to make $50 a week. So that extra $25 he's not entitled to. And therefore, since this is Dover Shabbino Levino, he has the right to be made for it. Rabbi Kiva says he should go be made for it so he can get the extra $25 per week. Now, this is a Dover Shelo Bol Yolam. So let us say that Rabbi Kiva also holds a Dover Shelo Bol Yolam you can have transactions with. So it says, no, we already answered that over there. Hayit Mar Allah, Amr Rav Huna, Bredi Rav Yeshua, Rav Huna, who is the son of Rav Yeshua, said, in that situation, how does this work? Because we questioned, it's a Dover Shelo Bol Yolam, and the Dover Shelo Bol Yolam doesn't work. So he had answered, Ba'omeris, Yikadshu Yodai Leoseim. The woman had said that my hands, not my handiwork, but my hands should be koning to you. They should be, so to say, Hektish to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, that's why that's a Dover Shabbali Olam. That's there right now. And therefore, V'yadayim Isnu B'yolam. Her hands are there in the world. And therefore, it's not a Dover Shabbali Olam, her handiwork. It's talking about her hands themselves. And therefore, you can't bring a Saraya that Rabbi Akiva holds that a Dover Shabbali Olam is also able to be used in transactions. So that's why Abaye didn't list him. We only have the three known Tanoic opinions, Rabbi Ben Yaakov, Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, and Rabbi Meir. This is a good breakpoint. With this, we conclude today's share.